Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're tackling something that's honestly keeping a lot of us up at night, but also sparking so much excitement. The United States is standing at a critical policy crossroads when it comes to China's rapid advancement in artificial intelligence. It's a massive moment for our future.
Absolutely, and it's important to understand the scale of what we're looking at. Over the past decade, China has poured massive resources into AI, building a self-reinforcing ecosystem. They've optimized everything from domestic compute infrastructure and streamlined data pipelines to deep regional market integration.
And the results are really impressive. Chinese models now genuinely rival our Western counterparts in raw capability. We're already seeing them deployed in high-impact sectors like healthcare diagnostics and autonomous logistics. It's incredible to watch, but it definitely raises the stakes for us here at home.
Exactly. That's why inside the White House, policymakers are currently divided between two very different strategies. One camp is pushing for strict export controls and compute restrictions. The goal there is to slow foreign AI development and protect American intellectual property.
But there's a strong counterargument, and I think it's a crucial one. The opposing strategy warns that heavy restrictions could actually backfire. It could stifle American innovation, accidentally accelerate Chinese technological independence, and fragment global research communities that have thrived on collaboration.
That's a serious concern. Instead of a hardline approach, this other faction recommends something more adaptive, strengthening our domestic AI infrastructure, expanding technical workforce training, and establishing internationally recognized safety and transparency standards.
I love that forward-thinking approach. The policy path we choose here will genuinely shape global innovation. If we go too restrictive, we risk supply chain disruptions, delayed product launches, and sky-high compliance costs for American tech firms. That's not a recipe for growth.
Precisely. Conversely, if we treat Chinese AI progress as a competitive benchmark rather than a zero-sum threat, it could actually catalyze a more resilient U.S. technology ecosystem. We learn, we adapt, and we innovate faster.
And that brings us to the long game. Sustainable success isn't about short-term containment. It requires sustained investment in education, public research funding, and strong public-private partnerships that prioritize real, lasting innovation.
If we boil it down, the critical takeaways rest on three pillars: domestic resilience, international cooperation, and ethical governance. AI development inherently transcends political and trade boundaries, so isolationist policies are simply counterproductive.
So much of this comes down to clarity and collaboration. The U.S. must clarify its technological priorities, align with allied nations to establish shared AI safety frameworks, and foster transparent accountability standards. It's about working together to build something better.
The decisions made in the coming months will not only determine America's competitive standing, but will also shape the global trajectory of artificial intelligence for decades to come. The weight of that responsibility is immense.
And that's why a sustainable strategy has to strike the right balance. We need to protect national security while embracing open collaboration, ensuring that U.S. AI remains both technologically leading and ethically grounded. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you. Stay curious, and we'll catch you in the next episode.